Hello and welcome to Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Thank you for joining me. It's June. Typically, travel gets pretty heavy, very busy in the summer. Travel all year anymore is busy. People are traveling. If you're not a traveler, though, thank you for being here and listening. You do not have to be a traveler to listen to my podcast, Travel Bistro. Today, I'm going to talk about something that applies no matter what. You don't have to travel. You don't even have to leave your hometown to take in these thoughts. You do have to be social. You do have to be a person that goes to clubs. There are all sorts of clubs. You can go to a dive, you can go to the highest level of chic, upscale, all sorts of places to go, listen to music, have food, have drink, socialize, just have a good time, let your hair down. So don't have to leave your very own hometown. But what I'm going to talk about today really does apply to the more high-end clubs. So it's about dress code, something I find interesting on social media where people get into very heated arguments about dress code. For me, I see no point in the argument. Wear what you want. I don't care if I'm on a Virgin cruise, which is very casual, no dress code for anyone, or the highest level of cruise ship, as far as what is considered luxury travel. I dress the way I want to, and it's always dressed up a bit because that's who I am. But if you travel and you go to cities, say you don't live in Manhattan, but you want to go and party there. A funny thing happened. Let me back up a little bit. A few years ago, we were in Las Vegas with someone younger than us, and we were in line at a club. And she, our friend, companion, it was sort of work related for a couple of people, not for me. I was a tag along. She went and hid, really, kind of hiding at a bar, watching to see if we were going to get let in. Because she was so much younger than us, it was embarrassing to her, apparently, for us to be there. When it dawned on me what was happening, we just laughed and said, "Hey, you know, let's go find a club that's not so she." Funny thing about that, now she's about that same age as we were at that time, so I wonder, would she try to get into the club, and would someone younger than her hide? But anyway, I digress on that. But it was just a funny little anecdote for waiting in line to get into a club. Last night with some friends, we were just talking about little hidden clubs that you have to know about them. They're not publicized. They're little speakeasy-ish kind of clubs. And we've been to those, and they're wonderful. They're fun. But there was an article written by, or you can follow this person. The blog is called Always the VIP, and the writer of it is C. Naz Bird. C as in C, Naz, N-E-Z, Bird, B-Y-R-D. And this person is trying to help you get into clubs by dress code. Now, having said that, a couple of things off the top. Doorman slash management always has the discretion to deny you entry into any club that you have to wait in line for. It's totally up to them. And that is why when you try to find out in preparation for going and getting in line to try to get into these clubs, you will not really find much. It's like this unspoken code, a secret little list they go by. But they leave themselves plenty of room to say yay or nay to customers. So it's a, sorry, can't come in. But it's totally the door person. Usually it's referred to doorman because it usually is kind of a bouncer kind of thing, big enough to handle any trouble that may come along. But it's totally their discretion, and they tend to favor women right or wrong, however you feel about it. I don't believe in discrimination of any sort. But according to this article, I didn't say it, Nez said it, they will give women a little bit of a pass on some of these rules. So now let's get into the rules that he's telling us about at upscale lounges and bars. Now, these do not apply to, it varies by city, it varies by kind of genre of club, but this is just for the upscale, the flashy, colorful ones, is what he's talking about. All right. Yes to anything Dior and Prada if you're wearing that. But I'm gonna circle back to that because there's an exception to that, wearing Dior and Prada. In niche bars, the door people will bend the rules more easily, he says, than the upscale ones because they have to answer to different kinds of management. Wear dress shoes, no work boots, no sneakers. Sneakers, athletic shoes are not allowed. The ones that call attention to the feet, the real colorful shoes, those are not allowed. No work boots ever in these upscale. The reason they give for the no work boots, they're so heavy duty they can damage property, such as the floors, the furniture, and people's feet. They can cause injury. And they're really meant for working. They're heavy duty. They're meant to protect feet. Rain boots. I'm not sure why anyone other than it's in the rain, I'm going to take them off when I get inside, would wear rain boots to a chic club. Instead of rain boots, if you need to protect your feet, wear fashion boots. Those will get you in every time. No sandals, no flip-flops. Again, we're back to safety. You can get hurt. You can get stepped on. You can step on, say, glass is broken. You can step on it with sandals or flip-flops. There is a sort of an exception to that if you wear sandals that are heels or wedges. So again, we're back to women kind of getting the nod to, okay, those are sandals, but go ahead and go in. The flip-flops can also cause you to slip and fall because they're so flimsy. Never wear flats. They are not attractive, according to Nez. Wear high heels over flats. Take flats for the trip home, but if you want to get into the club, wear high heels. Put the flats in the bag. No. No sportswear, in other words, no sweats, no hoodies, no football jerseys. No, none of that. A quote from him is that they really do judge the book by the cover. It really does matter. Yes, though, the polo style shirts, those can get you in. It just depends. Graphic t-shirts are a big no. Lots of reasons for that. They're not attractive. It sends a message that maybe the club doesn't want to have on their premises. Bandanas, you will never get in one of these clubs with a bandana on. It's about safety. They can signal gang flags, so they don't want any trouble in their club. They don't want that. No hats. All of these clubs have security cameras and they want people to be safe. If you're wearing a hat or even a hoodie, you can hide from the cameras. No hats. They will not let you in with hats. No ill-fitting clothes that are either too tight, weirdly, or too baggy. That's just absolutely not going to fly. Now, this one really surprised me because I went, what does this have to do with anything? And it really shouldn't. And it's sort of like, well, what is it to them if this happens? No light colored clothes or shoes. Their reason for that, now some of these reasons are very iffy in my opinion, is because you could damage your clothes. A club can get rowdy. You can get your feet stepped on. You can get drinks spilled on you. And your clothes are ruined and your night is ruined. And it can cause fights to break out if someone spills clothes on you. My question about that is, if you get a drink, say with cranberry juice, so I'm just going to use that, and on a dark outfit, okay, it doesn't show, but are you still going to be happy? I mean, what is the difference in a fight breaking out over a light colored outfit as a dark colored outfit? The drink has been spilled all over you. The action is the same. So I found light colored clothes and shoes to be on the no, don't do that list. Another thing, we're back to the designer clothes. In the beginning, it's like, where are the upscale? Where are the Dior, the Prada, the Fendi? But then we circle back to don't wear flashy designer clothes because you can get something spilled on your outfit. It can ruin an expensive outfit. But here's a dirty little secret, and those were his words that clubs don't really want to tell you. There are people, now believe this or not, I'm a believer in giving people the benefit of the doubt, but that go to clubs with one intention, and that is to steal designer stuff. Most clubs don't have coat rooms, but if they do, they tell you they're not responsible if something happens to your garment, whether it's lost or some damage to it. But if you, and this writer, this Inez, has had designer things stolen in clubs. How that happens is if you leave a handbag or you leave a scarf even, or any time a jacket, whatever, at a table, you're distracted at the bar even, whatever, things will get stolen in these clubs. So I'm confused. Should you wear the designer clothes to look good, to make the cut, to get past the rope, to get past the doorman, woman, management, or do you not because of possible theft? So confused by that. The reason these rules are vague, according to him, is kind of what I mentioned in the beginning. They can make them up on the spot. It's like if they don't like something about you, maybe it's just even your attitude. They can say, management, dress code. They can blame it on their rules. They can blame it on their dress code because you're not going to find these little tidbits on their website. They just don't. He suggests you dress to impress. Wear cocktail attire. Wear business casual. You may need to look up those two terms. What does that mean for different people? And women definitely do get preference. He posted a photo, which was really pretty interesting, of I think there were six young people, and of course, to me, age plays into this in a big, big way. They don't say that, but take a look. Take a look at photos, and you'll see that represented. Definitely age. We want to talk discrimination, and we can. But the photo that he posted was about six people, very well dressed. The guys had on, it was casual. It wasn't like a suit and tie, where it was definitely business casual, where the shoes were clean and polished, but they were casual dress shoes, a jacket, like a sport coat, but a casual one with a different color shirt, different color pants. And the women all had on evening dresses. No, nothing casual about the look. They were all young, but very well dressed. He said they really do judge the book by the cover. So that's it for me on how to have a good time, no matter if you're traveling and going to clubs in Barcelona, Manhattan, Paris, or wherever. Dress to impress the door person. And I guess it doesn't hurt if you slip them a little folded bill every now and then. They'll probably get you past too, even if you're wearing those sneakers they don't want to see. Thank you so much for being with me today on Travel Bistro. I hope you will also visit my other podcast called Gigi in the 561. It's a general topic podcast, so it can be anything. It can be anything over there. But even if you don't travel, I thank you for visiting me here at Travel Bistro. And if you are traveling this summer, I hope you get into those clubs you want to get into. And if you're not a clubber, I hope you enjoy whatever it is you do. Please look up my partner in all things travel and life, Gerry, Gerry. It's pronounced Gerry, but spelled Gerry Barker, who writes for Splash Magazine Worldwide, as well as our website, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. You'll find him also on All Things Cruise, telling you what's going on in the world of cruising. So, these podcasts are available there at NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Our YouTube channel by the same name, go check it out. I know that many people do. They like our videos, and I hope you will subscribe as well as to this and my other podcast, Gigi and the 561. You don't want to miss this. Come on. So, subscribe. These podcasts do rest, though, on 20 platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and Amazon. So, thank you for listening. We do appreciate it, both Gary and I. I'm Pam Barker. This is Travel Bistro. Thanks for traveling with me in my podcast today.